We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ron, I have to tell you, much to my surprise, I'm not yet sick of the John Stamos knitting a scarf commercials. Are you? I really enjoy those.
Okay. Can I plead ignorance? I have no idea what you're talking about.
It's on every second, it would seem. It's John Stamos. Do you know of him from Full House? Remember him, Ron?
I know the name. I probably couldn't pick him out of a lineup because I was never a Full House guy. But when you hit me out of the blue with that, I got to be honest, I don't know what you're talking about.
I understand completely. I just saw it again for maybe the 8 millionth time in the past 2 weeks, and I'm not sick of it. I want more of it. The family watches Full House all the time. John Stamos, I think, has aged pretty well, honestly, and it's a very good commercial. But that's beside the point, Ron. The point is, how are you today?
I'm doing just fine. What a day today, man. We have all kind of stuff to talk about. I can't wait to hear Tomlin coming up at noon, and just so much going on in the NFL. And it should be a great show, and I'm looking forward to it.
I don't know, Ron, if it'll be a great show, honestly. Pomp was here yesterday. We've changed our name to Pomp and the Other Guys. I think that should be our official name. I don't know if we're going to have a great show today. It remains to be seen. That's why they play the games, right?
I think it's going to be great. Of course, my predictions have not been real good, so I'm going to step way out on a limb and say it's going to be a great one.
The Pirates, I'm just looking at their schedule as I prepare for the Great Eight here, have only won three in a row once, and it was when they swept Milwaukee. How did they do that? Let's get to the Great Eight, Ron. They've lost, what, 13 of 14? That's not even where I'm starting.
14.
It's incredible. I've had way, way too much coffee. It's a Mexican brand from a place in Mount Lebanon, straight from Mexico, and it's very powerful. To say the least, I don't even know where I am right now. I'm in my man cave.
Are you going to hit a wall here at some point and then just totally collapse? Maybe it isn't going to be too good of a show today.
Yeah, usually around 11:30 I hit that, but hopefully I can take it right up to Tomlin at noon, and he should be very interesting. Number eight, Ron, the Fighting John Grudens are 2-0, and they look really good. Derek Carr looked good. Josh Jacobs is a revelation to me. I didn't see a lot of the Raiders last year. I know he was good last year. They beat the Saints. That's not just anybody. Are they for real, the Las Vegas Raiders?
Well, I'll tell you what. They looked good last night. I thought Derek Carr outplayed Drew Brees. I'm reading all the stuff now. Maybe Drew Brees is approaching the proverbial wall. I don't know if that's the case or not, but I thought that Derek Carr outplayed him last night, and they got a real nice win.
I don't want to forget Nate Peterman.
That's against a really good Saints team that doesn't look so good when Drew Brees doesn't play well.
Yeah, I'm not so sure how good the Saints are going to be this year, and that's number seven. You hit on it. Drew Brees, through two games, has the fewest yards in the air per attempt. I mean, he's never been the mad bomber, but he's throwing the ball like an inch every time. He had a terrible interception. Is it looking like the beginning of the end of Drew Brees to you, Ron?
I didn't see him in the first game, so I'm only going to judge him on last night. I didn't think he was very good last night at all. Maybe, we talk about could it happen to Brady? Could it happen? It happens to everybody. sooner or later. So, I mean, I got to see a little bit more from him, but he just didn't look good last night. I know that.
Number six, our daily update on the Pirates' chase for history. They lose again. Was it 5-0? I don't know. I lost interest at one point. They now need to go 2-4 to avoid their worst winning percentage ever, which was the 52 Pirates, led by rookie Dick Grote, by the way, with a .284 batting average. Ron, do you like their chances yet to break this record?
I still think they're going to find a way to win two games, Joe, but I've never seen a team hit this poorly. You know, they got another good pitching game last night. They had 6 no-hit innings from Keller the other night. Musgrove struck out 11 the other day, and they can't score any runs. It's the damnedest thing here, and, you know, I still think they're going to find a way to win, but why do I say that? I have no idea why I'm saying that. It's probably going to look ridiculous prediction at the end if they don't do it. But I still think somehow, some way, they're going to win a couple games.
Because you're stubborn, that's why, and you're sticking to your story. There's no way they're going to go 2-4 in the last 6. If they win one, it'll be a miracle at this rate, Ron. Number 5, Brian Reynolds wants to play center field. He was adamant about that in the clip I saw last night. Wants to be the center fielder. You like it?
Yeah, I mean, I think he can play out there. You know, they're going to need somebody, obviously. They brought in Gerard Dyson to be the center fielder this year, and he has since moved on. You know, he's shown me he can play out there. He's certainly been throwing guys out left and right, at least he was earlier. So, I mean, if he's the best they got, I'm okay with that.
I'm not. I think he's best as a left fielder, which is where he's thrown most of these guys out. And I realize he was just being honest and answering a question. But I think the best way to answer that question, if you're Brian Reynolds, is to say, I'm batting 182. I need to stay on the team. They can play me wherever they want me. I'm batting 182. Number 4, NFL fining coaches left and right. Vic Fangio, horse's favorite, Pete Carroll, Kyle Shanahan, $100,000 each for violating mask protocols. And each of their teams, $250,000. You can be sure that John Gruden and Sean Payton will be added to that list. What do you make of this, Ron?
Well, Gruden's already apologized for it. He knows he's going to get fined. I have no problem with it. We're talking about billions of dollars at stake here, and it's a simple rule for these coaches to do and to follow. I have no problem with it, and if they want to make it even bigger fines, I have no problem with it.
I have many thoughts on this. We can get into it later, perhaps. On one hand, it seems silly when someone has presumably tested negative to have them wearing masks when all the players don't. On the other hand, I think the NFL is going for symbolism here and simply ordering the literal faces of the organizations, the front men for the organizations on TV, to wear a mask and maybe making a statement. Maybe saying, you know, in some places you're going to be asked to wear a mask these days, and you should, whether you like it or not. My issue is that what about Belichick? Like, what exactly is violation of the protocol? If I'm one of these guys getting fined, I'm asking that question, and I'm showing them clips of other coaches who don't appear to have the mask over the mouth and nose and who don't have it on the whole time. Now, obviously, you should take mask breaks. Right? You should be allowed those, but Belichick looked a little questionable on this the other night. What about the Patriots, Ron?
I thought I didn't see the game the other night. Well, I saw some of it, but I thought the first game he was following protocol. Maybe I missed something. Maybe I missed him. I thought he was wearing his mask.
There have been plenty of guys. Oh, he was wearing a mask. So are some of these other guys. It's not just not wearing a mask. It's not following protocol while you're wearing it. Horse, did Fangio not have a mask on the whole game the other day?
No.
He didn't wear one at all?
I didn't see him with it.
Okay, because our friend Mike Kliss, the Bob Pompiani of Denver, says he did at times on offense, but he didn't on defense, where he apparently calls the signals. All right, Ron. Number 3, Leon Draisaitl wins the Hart Trophy. Malkin finishes 10th. Tristan Jarry apparently got a vote. What do you make of all this?
Well, I mean, to me, Draisaitl, it could have been McDavid. I mean, Boy, that McKinnon kid from Colorado is so good. I have no problem with Draisaitl. I know, you know, some people probably thought McDavid was the reason he was successful. I think Draisaitl just was had an exquisite year and deserved to win that award.
I think McDavid did, and he only got one first-place vote and finished fourth, which is odd. I think he's the guy more than any other who led the Oilers back to the playoffs. But Draisaitl had the best year points-wise, so we get back to the old question. Is it most valuable, or is it simply the guy who has the best offensive season? But Jari getting a vote is, I'm sorry, that's ridiculous. Malkin
that
finishing 10th
is pretty,
10th,
that's pretty, pretty ridiculous is right.
Number two, Pro Football Focus pegged Kevin Dotson as the highest-graded guard in the NFL on Sunday. You like it, Ron?
Again, I'm not the biggest fan. We've talked about this before of Pro Football Focus, but, you know, hey, anytime you get any kind of recognition as a kid, that's got to help his confidence a lot. Ben made sure he got the game ball to give to his dad after the game. He's a big Steelers fan. That kid has to be coming out of that game feeling pretty good about himself. Now, maybe, you know, Tomlin and the coaches might have changed that feeling after reviewing the tape yesterday, but he's got to be feeling pretty good about himself. That's great for him.
If the season ended today, Ron, and of course it doesn't, we have 14 more of these. The first round matchup, wild card weekend, Steelers Bills. You gotta love that, right?
In Buffalo too, right?
At Bink and Evie's, yes.
The party is going to be at Bink and Evie's house. Man, would we be having some fun.
Oh, that might have turned the show for the worse. Ron hates that. But, yes, it would be Steelers-Bills. And that leads to a topic, Ron. I want to talk about the NFL 2 weeks in. What do we make of the spectacle, and I mean that in a good way, of the most popular league in this country? Moving ahead with this, playing games 2 weeks in, what does the NFL look like to you and to everybody out there in terms of quality of play and everything else? 412-928-9370. It's Cook and Joe.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.